and welcome to All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries. I'm delighted to welcome as my guest today David Smith. David has held various positions with Lincoln Public Schools, and for several years he has facilitated the One Book, One Lincoln Selection Committee. One Book, One Lincoln is a whole city book discussion program. The selection committee that David facilitates culls through the nominated titles, reads like crazy, and then puts forward three finalists. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Among this year's finalists is the book Moonglow by Michael Chabon. David, tell us a little bit about this book, Moonglow.
Moonglow is a novel written in the form of a memoir, but it's really fiction. The narrator is a fictionalized version of the author, so rather than Michael Chabon, he goes as Mike Chabon. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's much of a change, but that's what he's done in the novel. It's framed around the story that looks at the narrator's grandfather recounting his life story at the end of his life as he's dying of bone cancer. The narrator's grandfather has shared very little about his life with his family up to this point in time. Suddenly on his deathbed, the floodgates are open, and he shares random stories as he moves in and out of the drug state that he's in. The narrator says at a point in the book, "I remember my mother telling me when she was in the midst of settling my grandfather's estate that 50% of a person's medical expenses are incurred in the last 6 months of my life. My grandfather's history of himself was distributed even more disproportionately. 90% of everything he ever told me about his life I heard during his final 10 days." Mm. The scope of the novel stretches from his grandfather's boyhood in the 20s to the year of his death in 1989. It includes a rather unsupervised childhood, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Earning an engineering degree, serving in World War II as a soldier and a spy, starting his own aerospace firm, serving time in prison, and all of that time struggling to support his wife and stepdaughter. The book is structured in a series of nonlinear anecdotes, which gradually fill in the grandfather's life story, while also providing details of the lives of other relatives of the narrator. The narrator's grandmother is also an important character. The relationship between the grandfather and grandmother is central to the book's plot and its themes. It's a passionate relationship of opposites. The grandmother is vivacious, artsy, spirited, and that's contrast with the grandfather's stoic attitudes. It's also shaped by the grandmother's mental illness. The narrator describes them this way. "She was always threatening rain. He had been born with an umbrella in his hand. And she had been an exhausting woman to love, but he had loved her no less passionately for the hard work." It's in these characters that we, the readers, see people in our own lives with all those quirks and eccentricities that exist in individuals. But it's also in that very human way in which we learn to love those people because of those quirks. The book also deals heavily with the influence of the Holocaust on the Holocaust survivors and Jewish populations in the U.S. And interestingly enough, the history of space flight and its origins in Nazi Germany. And this is something that I think Chabon is interested in himself. A lot of his mm-hmm. books go off in his own personal directions
sure.
and interests. Although these topics might sound a little unusual to some readers, mm-hmm. especially the spaceflight parts, I think Chabon says it best in that facts are dull, but it's fiction that persuades us that there is meaning to life. And he does so without question in this engaging story celebrating family endurance. Chabon won a Pulitzer Prize for The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay. This novel is reminiscent of that one. That is one of my very favorite novels. It's in my top 10 list.
Ah.
He also reminds me a lot of John Irving, if there are John Irving fans out there, in that his stories often veer off in directions, but then they come back and coincide, and that story continues to weave itself until the very very end. He also has a very literary style in my thinking, but a very simple literary style. I love his descriptions, his use of metaphors throughout the book. It's one of those books that I read slowly because I really enjoyed the language all the way through. And although sometimes there are incidents that are a little bit in your face. He gives you lots of surprises, and it's one of those books that you just want to keep reading right up to the very end because of this incredible character that he's created in the form of this grandfather and wanting to hear his life story.
The book is Moonglow by Michael Chabon. I was struck when I read this book, David, by what you mentioned, and that is Chabon's ability to bring a variety of topics together, but also that he seems to love setting up odd and unusual situations. And as you said, some of those sort of seem in your face, and then others are just surprisingly poignant.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's often twists and turns that you just aren't expecting. He often takes years to write a book. He really immerses himself, writes hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages beyond what the book actually ends up. But that's just a part of his process in getting to that story.
So he can pull things back out. Mm-hmm. As you were reviewing this book in light of it being part of a community-wide discussion program, what is in this book that you think makes it great for discussion?
One of the points that I find really interesting is the grandmother's mental illness and how the family actually deals with that along the way. It's also in the character of the grandfather, because I think we all have, especially men in our lives who have been rather tight-lipped, lived interesting lives but haven't really shared it with their family members or friends along the way. And the way this story unfolds at the very end of his life, I think, is not unreminiscent of the stories that we may have heard from grandparents, parents that have at the very end suddenly decided, I need to share some of this, and all of those other stories that probably were never told along the way. And how do we end up hearing those before it's too late?
Well, and what ends up happening in this book in a few cases that certainly seems to me to reflect real life is that as a child, you observe things that you can't quite make sense of. And then as an adult, you maybe hear a story that makes those things fall into place. I'm thinking in addition to deathbed scenes, there would be for women doing work in the kitchen and over the washing and drying and putting away of dishes, secrets are revealed. Similarly, windshield time, you know, a road trip with one other person where stories come out that one hadn't heard before.
I think at the very end of this book, the question gets raised, was it a good life? Mm-hmm. The mother actually raises at one point, do you think my parents were actually happy together and in love? And the son tells his mother, yes, I think they were. And she says, when, where? And he says, well, in the cracks. And it's in that time between the living of the everyday, ordinary life that love exposes itself. And sometimes in those incidents where there's been something monumental that's happened in the relationship, that loving comes through.
So all of that will be perfect fodder for a variety of discussions that come from this book. How has facilitating the One Book, One Lincoln Selection Committee impacted your own reading life?
I've never read so many books in a six-week time span as that process, because it runs 6 to 8 weeks in terms of our calling the books down to the top three. Mm-hmm. Usually we read anywhere between 18 to 25 of those books during that time period. Mm-hmm. So I've learned to skim reading. Mm-hmm. I've always been one of those readers that once I start a book, I just want to read it to the very end.
Yes.
And it's hard for me to put it down. Mm-hmm. And so in that sense, it's been everything else that gets neglected during that time period. Mm-hmm. And I just read, and it's pure pleasure for me. I also find that once I'm done, I need about a month of time away from reading, just because I'm at a little bit of an overload at that point in time. But certainly what I find most pleasurable about it is that I'm introduced to a lot of books that I'm not sure I would have read otherwise. And it's amazing the range of reading that's going on in the community, the books that are nominated. I'm often easy to please, but I have to know what the books are in order to read them. And I've come up with lots and lots of books as a result of chairing this committee that I would never have read in my past. And I've gone on to recommend to a lot of other people as a result.
Mm-hmm. David Smith, the chair of the One Book, One Lincoln Selection Committee, has been my guest today on All About Books. The title we discussed is Moonglow by Michael Chabon. David, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thanks for inviting me.
You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online. Visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.